All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, and it's 5 o'clock. Well, close enough, and you know what time that is. Time for some live music. And in the studio, we have Carmel Liberty. Can you hear me, Carmel?
I can hear you just perfectly.
All right, great. Okay, so you got some songs to play for us today. You're going to be playing stuff from each of your releases, or how is that going to work?
Yeah, so I have 4 albums out right now. The newest one is called Patron Saints of the Ordinary, which I'll probably play more songs off of that than others. But yes, I will be playing some songs off of probably each one.
Okay, great, wonderful. All right, why don't we get started? What's the first one?
Okay. The first song is called The Captain's All Right. It's from one of my CDs called Martyrs and Misfits. It was the one that I released right before Patron Saints of the Ordinary.
All right.
All right, so here it goes. Of the night, I sit by the artificial pond in the subdivision, watching the blue dye spout from its center. I wonder what a strange existence for all of those fishes. Then I delve beneath the surface and lots of questions, and I see inside they're a lot like me. But even if I sink this ship, I know it'll be all right because I'm the captain. If I do, of their head. I know women who can't live without their men. I know people who don't want to take their meds, and I'm all right with it. Oh, I know some of them can't sleep at night, and others are simply terrified of life without hand sanitizer because they don't want diseases to catch them. But I truly believe we're all different, and it doesn't mean that we're bad. But even if I sink this ship, I know it'll be all right because I'm the captain. If I do, with friends inside of their head. I know women who can't live without their men. I know secrets, believe me, if I told you I'd be dead. I know I can't think when I'm hungry, and I wanna run when you love me. I've got to let it go. I've got things to think about. I don't single anyone out. I believe in chances. But even if we all sink this ship, I know it'll be all right because we're the captains. If we do, wow, wow, oh, even if we do, wow, wow.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 with Carmel Liberty. All right, that sounded wonderful. Okay.
Thank you. That one's called The Captain's All Right.
Yeah. And that's from your the one right before your latest release. I had to get it out.
Yes, Martyrs and Misfits.
Okay, so you got four releases. Are they all full length?
Yes, all four of them. There's some singles. There's one called Friendly Criminals. It's only, it's two tracks together. It came out right before Patron Saints of the Ordinary, and I have a Christmas single. And outside of that, though, yes, the four albums are all full length.
Okay. Well, everybody has to have a Christmas single. Which one did you do? Or is it like an original? Or
there's an original, and I put it out with You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. And
Boy, that brings back memories.
Oh, yes. I loved that song as a kid. And the song is called Christmas on the Rocks.
Ah.
The one that I wrote.
Okay.
Is called that.
Hmm. Is that as in turmoil or just a very nice drink?
Sort of, I guess. It's a non-traditional Christmas song. It is on Bandcamp. I don't know if it's on iTunes or not, actually, which is terrible. I should know. But yes, it's more about the non-traditional, I guess you could say the orphan Christmases, where for maybe people that don't spend it with their family, people who like to spend holidays with their friends or do non-traditional things. It's kind of that kind of theme.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. The main thing about Christmas, I've always thought, is just being with the people that you're closest to.
Absolutely.
People that you care about, the people that you love. It doesn't matter who it is. And, you know, my personal opinion, family is who you're close to. Doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily have to be blood.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I know a lot of times, like on Christmas Day, we actually go to the Chinese restaurant. And we eat, you know, it's like the one of the few places that's open and we don't have to cook or do dishes. Mm-hmm. So we just go there and eat.
Yep.
But we invite anybody that happens to be around in the vicinity. Hey, you want to come? You want to come? And like, okay. And
yep. Our family's like that too. Where my whole family is a little non-traditional. So we tend to spend the holidays together doing unusual things.
Hey, the important thing is you're together and you enjoy each other's company. So.
Absolutely.
All right. So how long have you been playing? I mean, obviously you got four releases, so that's a little while there.
Yeah, I've been playing guitar for 10 years now. The first song I ever wrote with guitar and vocals together, I was probably about 13 or 14. So I've been writing for a little while. My first album, though, came out when I was 16. So 2010, I want to say off the top of my head. So I've been writing for a while, and I would say like poetry and just writing in general as like in art, I suppose, mm-hmm. has been a part of my life for a long time. Both of my parents enjoy like creative writing and things like that. So it's been a part of my life for a long time, and so is singing, but just they didn't really all come together until I was like 14 or so.
Yeah, you know, so you had to make that leap on your own.
Yes, absolutely. So finally they all kind of came together. It kind of happened upon me, it like snuck up on me. I didn't really necessarily plan to do it, but I've enjoyed it so far. It's been a fun ride.
Well, that's good. So it wasn't one of those things that you always knew you wanted to do. You just suddenly woke up one day and like, you know what?
Yeah, I think I like as a kid I was kind of like a ham. I think I always enjoyed like performing. I wanted to be Shirley Temple when I was a little kid. I remember watching Shirley Temple and thinking that her job looked really fun.
It was a lot of work, you know that.
Yes, I do know that now. And I think at the time I was like, I want to be her. And then, but I don't think I really thought that I could do like a singer-songwriter. It wasn't like something that was ever like thrown in my face really as mm-hmm. like as an option. But I always really wanted to. I always liked performing. I did dance for maybe 9 years when I was younger, so it was something that I liked, but I didn't know it would lead to this.
Well, that's the way life works, doesn't it?
Yes.
All right, let's do another one then.
You want to do another one?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take a quick sip of water.
Sure. And when you get done with that, let us know. I just need the song titles because I actually entered them into the system so people know the songs that they're listening to. So.
Yeah, the last one was The Captain's All Right.
Mm-hmm.
The next one I'm going to do is called Carbon Based. It's off of the new album, Patron Saints of the Ordinary.
All right.
God is good, God is great. We rob the banks, we copulate. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. But if thou wants to, then thou will. As long as you know the error of your ways. Father forgives you too, for you know not what you do. Let's not be silly, you know full well. But don't worry, 'cause there's no hell. But if there is, sorry about that. Tell the devil I said hi. What if there's only one God? What if there's none? What if it's all just a game and we're living here for the fun? Well, I'm not one to say because I know nothing. But that doesn't seem to stop anyone else. You're terrified because you coveted your neighbor's wife. You closed your eyes and pretended she was yours. To your surprise, she came over to inspect your garden hose. You left it on and it had flooded her petunias. Need I say more? But Father forgives you too, for you know not what you do. But if you do, that's all right too. Just go to confession. Wait, what? What if there's only one God? What if there's none? What if it's all just a game and we're living here for the fun? Well, I'm not one to say because I know nothing. But that doesn't seem to stop anyone else. And Father forgives me too, because nobody knows the truth. Maybe I'm just a carbon-based mistake made up mostly of atoms. And if I've offended you, there's really nothing I can do. I guess I fall somewhere between magic and science. Bum-ba-dum, I guess I fall somewhere between magic and science.
Ah, I like that. Okay, nice little whimsical tale there. All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 with Carmel Liberty in the studio, Studio J. All right, so where would be the best place to go for our listeners if they wanted to get a hold of any of your releases?
Well, it is all up to your personal preference for digital music. I am on Spotify and iTunes. You can also find my music on Bandcamp. There's a special version. There's a song called Love That Kills, which I will play today. That's kind of like in the spirit of this spooky season we've just entered. And there's a special version of it with like orchestration, like with violin and cello on my Bandcamp only. So that's like a special little thing you can get there. But yeah, so Bandcamp would be the, like, you'll get some extra stuff there, but Spotify is also very popular. A lot of people use it, but it'll all be under Carmel Liberty, CarmelLiburdi.
Mm-hmm. And you do have a Facebook page as well?
Yes, I do. I have Facebook. I'm also on Instagram, which I think is the most fun social media. but
that seems to be the one, learning.
Yes. I have Twitter, but I'm not good at Twitter. So I wouldn't recommend finding me on Twitter, but I am there.
Twitter is only for certain people because you really got to know what you're doing. You got to be able to say something and, you know, maybe be humorous or, you know, thought-provoking, but not be, what am I trying to say, like negative or nasty, you know?
And yes.
Not everybody can do that. And that's one of the things that I guess why I kind of stay away from it. Not that I'm negative, but I'm just not into that whole, you know, it's almost, you know, when it's done well, it's wonderful, Twitter is, but sometimes people take advantage of it and they do, you know, things that I just don't care for.
Well, it's quippy. It's a quippy website. And for me, it's more, it's not on my priority list because there's so many. If you have Facebook and you have Instagram and you have emails and then you have, like, there's a lot of different things to manage. So I just tend to leave it out, unfortunately. Yeah. But yes. You can find me on all the social media. If you Google me, actually, I have a website, carmelliberty.com. And if you forget any of this information, it's all on there.
Right.
So it has all the answers. There's stuff on YouTube and all kinds of stuff. So you can just explore. You will find all types of gems.
And of course, you have, you know, physical releases if people are able to check you out live. And we'll be talking about that shortly after maybe another song or two. So obviously, you do have physical copies if people are interested in that as well.
Yes. I think that first of all, on my merch website, which you can get to through CarmelLiberty.com, the merch site, you can order like CD, different like packages where you can get different combinations of CDs. And I think Bandcamp allows you to order physical copies.
Yes, it does. Yes.
So, and I will mail those out myself with a little note.
Little heart, you know, next to them.
Yes, I always send little things. Sometimes I put weird like surprises in there. Mm-hmm. I sent someone like a rubber chicken like keychain once.
Well, this is the time of year. It's like trick or treat with Carmel Liberty, right?
Yes, I will send you all types of weird things if you want. If you want.
If you want. All right. Why don't we play another one?
Okay. I was going to hold out on this one because it is one of my favorite ones, but I'm just going to play it because I feel I should. It's called Something Wicked, and it's off the new album, Patron Saints of the Ordinary.
Something moving in my bed. There's something pulling on the thread. Too many words were left unsaid. Now I'm living with the dread of what'll happen next. All of the thoughts swim in my head, bob up and down until they're dead. But then I close my eyes for seconds, only seconds. Now I tell you and they come alive again. But you can't turn your back on the moment. You mustn't only speak, no, you must show it. Oh, I'm terrified I'll lose my mind or blow it. Never even know it. I can't stand up but won't sit down, so I'll just lay here on the ground and contemplate the universe of the blessing and the curse that is the human condition. Fool me once or fool me twice, I'll free the cats and hide the mice. I'm digging with a butter knife to reach the meaning in this life, but all I'm finding is jelly. Still you can't turn your back on the moment. Some way, somehow, you gotta hear the words I'm saying. Sowing hopes that sit decaying, open up and let me in. Little pig, I see your grin. I'll huff and I'll puff until I win your trust, and I won't even blow your house down. Oh no, but you can't turn your back on the moment. You mustn't only speak, no, you must show it. Oh, I'm terrified I'll lose my mind or blow it. That I'll miss it and I'll never even know it.
Something Wicked. All right. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, and we have Carmel Liberty with us doing some songs.
Hello.
Hello. All right. Yeah, why don't we talk about that show after you're done here? We have something called the Dog Pile or the Doll Pile.
Yes.
Freudian slip. Nope, just kidding. Yeah, the Doll Pile 2016. Okay. Is this the first one of this type?
I believe it is, yes. I'm not exactly sure why they're calling it Doll Pile. I think that there's going to be lots of ladies there. There's going to be art on display.
Mm-hmm. But pile, it's just, you know.
I don't know. I'm not sure, like, what, yeah, the word pile.
I'm afraid to say what I think of when I hear the two words.
Pile.
Doll pile, okay?
Yes. Well, I think, like, on the flyer, there's a creepy doll head, so I think that it's, like, a Halloween theme, like a pile of doll parts or something.
Okay.
But it will be, there'll be vendors. There'll also be musicians playing. I don't have the list of musicians memorized, but I will be there. You can find it on Facebook, too. There's an event page for it, the Doll Pile 2016.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually looking at it right now.
Oh, cool. Well, you can fill people in.
Yeah.
If you'd like.
Besides yourself, of course, we have Jenica Wall. We have Terracotta, someone that I'm familiar with. Allison Lewis is going to be there. And then Cindy Warren doing poetry readings.
Cool.
Says. And of course, like you said, there's many different vendors. I'm guessing that most of this is art. Some of it is crafts, jewelry, that kind of stuff. Some of it doesn't specify, but I do recognize some of the names as well. And that things get underway at about 7 o'clock, it looks like. And it's supposed to run till about closing time, at least according to the webpage. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're going to probably be there as long as they can. It will be at St. Cece's, which is in Corktown. It's on Trumbull off of Michigan Avenue.
Okay. Well, it says actually it's on Bagley.
Oh, well, I guess. Oh, I see. It's off of Trumbull. I'm trying to envision it in my mind. So Bagley and Trumbull then. There's an intersection for you.
Yeah.
On Trumbull and Bagley.
So I think it's just south of Michigan, I want to say. If anybody's familiar with where the UFO factory it is, it's just south of there.
Yes, exactly. So it's right in that vicinity.
Okay, so that should be easy to find. I'm down there all the time between UFO Factory, PJ's Lagerhouse. You ever played there?
Oh, yeah. I have a show coming up there on November 7th.
Oh, okay.
I will probably be joined by a drummer as well, which is unusual for me. I'm kind of like breaking into that.
Branching out.
Yes, so it'll be interesting. And so the PJ's Lagerhouse, November 7th, there are two bands from New York City coming through. One is called Dizzy Bats, and the other is called Patch Kid. And
interesting names.
Yes. and the Picassos are opening, which is a local act. He's actually solo. He's kind of interesting. He has like a suitcase that he rigged as like a drum with a kick drum pedal. So he does some percussion while he plays. And so it'll be a fun show. It's going to be kind of like, there'll be kind of like a general, like kind of spooky vibe to it all. It should be interesting. He'll have some art for sale too. So I would recommend coming to that.
Okay. So that's November 7th. That's a Monday?
It's a Monday night.
Yeah, but that's okay. I'm sure it's probably not going to be a late show, I'm guessing.
No. Will not be late.
Yeah, PJ's does that a lot of times. They'll have shows that are earlier because they realize not everybody wants to be out till 2 in the morning on a weeknight. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Some can, but some of us can't. All right, so that's two shows we can look forward to. Any others that are in the...
Yes,
okay.
Coming up. This month, October 14th, there's a band called The Counter Elites, and they're... have you heard of them?
Yes.
Yeah, they're having an album release on October 14th at the New Way Bar in Ferndale.
Finally.
Yeah, I know.
No, I actually know one of the members, and he was telling me, God, it was like a year or so ago they were working on that. And it's like, oh, it's finally out.
Yes, it is out. And Pancho Villascal is a mariachi duo. They'll be there.
Mariachi.
They're really more of a punk band, but they're mariachi influenced. And it's a duo, so and they're brothers. They'll be there, and I will be there. I'm performing at Theater Bazaar the second weekend, which I think my set is 10:30 or 11, but there's a lot of things happening at Theater Bazaar, so.
more than you could possibly, get a hold of over that weekend. I know the opening night or the preview night's already sold out, so.
Yes, they have a gala that's like a private event, and that happens before the
actual
deal. Yeah, that usually sells out. There's not that many people that go to that, but there's several floors. I'll be on the third floor in a little piano lounge. It's called the sex floor, so there's like a peep show. Yeah, it's kind of like, it's awkward.
What did you think when they first told you? Well, you're playing on the sex floor.
Yeah, I was a little, well, when they asked me to play, he sent me this kind of weird message, and I didn't know that he was the stage manager for Theater Bazaar at the time, and he was like, hey, could you do a special set of only piano songs for an event I'm putting together? And I was like, a special. He's like, I'd prefer if it was more of like a spooky, sexy vibe, if you could do like that special set. I'm like, okay, where is this guy going with this? And then like when he told me it was Theater Bazaar, I was like, I was going to do it either way.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this will be interesting. But like, I didn't really know how to. And when he was explaining it to me, they have like a BDSM room and stuff. It's a really progressive part of the event.
Yeah, I guess.
But obviously that is optional, that portion. So it's not like you're going to walk in and it's going to be like in your face. It'll be that, you know.
Yeah, Alan was saying, our sound engineer, he's talking about it's going to take place in the ritual room at the Masonic Temple.
Yeah, those yes. events. Yeah, the burlesque dancing is in a ritual room. And so is the BDSM lounge that's in a ritual room. Yeah,
the BDSM.
Yes, there are two different ritual rooms.
For Theater Bazaar to use for various performances.
Wow, that's historical there. That's like, it's that's well over 100 years ago, isn't it?
1920 is when they opened officially.
Yeah. Close to 100 years ago, yeah. Wow.
It's a pretty incredible building. I went to a metal festival there called Berserker.
I've been to that.
Yeah, have you? Oh, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. It was like they use all five floors. It's the perfect environment for that. And same thing with Theater Bazaar. I mean, they really transform the space. It's like, it's pretty incredible. And they utilize the basement too. So have you been to the Masonic Temple for Theater Bazaar ever?
Not for Theater Bazaar, no.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible what they do there with the space. But yeah, and the old grounds were outdoors. And I never got to go, but I have been there since it's been like kind of abandoned.
Right.
And it's a very cool space still. But it's kind of a bummer they're not allowed to do it there anymore. But yeah, so I'll be there, and I'll be at the Trumbullplex on October 29th for a Halloween show. So I've got a lot of stuff happening in October, but
sure. We'll definitely have to remind our listeners before we get done today about that. That's a lot to take in.
Yes.
You're going to be a busy girl, definitely.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I think it's time to do another one.
Okay. I'm going to take a look. I have a little list of songs here. And I'm going to take a look and decide, because I want to give like a good mixture of songs from various albums. And I am going to play that piano.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Just not this exact second. I'm going to do Love That Kills.
Okay.
It's off of my second album, which is called Daddy Shoes.
Daddy Shoes.
And I never realized, someone told me, they were like, I always call that album Dad Issues. And I was like, I never realized that. It's like a perfect, I didn't mean to do that. I literally just like the name, I don't even know where it came from. I was like, Daddy Shoes. Pops in my head. And I'm like, that's the name of the album. And it's just weird. Ended up being Dad Issues. But accidental. And this song's called Love That Kills. Bone chiller, psycho thriller, distiller, no filler. I swear I never meant to kill her. If I can't have her, no one can. I'll still hold her hand, though she can't hold it back. Give her a blanket so she won't feel the draft. Turn on the lights so she won't get scared. She has no pulse, but I still care. It may seem sick, it may be ill. I kill what I love, I love what I kill. Seems all my heroes wind up dead. I wanna die, but I kill them instead. My mom never loved my dad. The closest thing I've ever had to a companion was my pet cat. And I turned her into a hat. Oh, that begin. I know that you won't understand. I pray I will stop, but I can't. It may seem sick, it may be ill. I kill what I love, I love what I kill. Seems all my heroes wind up dead. I wanna die, but I kill them instead. Though I hardly think that they would boast, I've loved all of my victims the most, and I will forever sleep with their woes. I like poetry and fresh baked bread. I'm kinda like you, but I'm sick in the head. I wake up in the morning and I make my bed. Live for today, that's what my grandmother said. It may seem sick, it may be ill. I kill what I love, I love what I kill. Seems all my heroes wind up dead. I wanna die, but I kill them instead. I told you this story to make you aware that murder is murder no matter how much you care. Oh, if you love something, set it free. The love that kills isn't meant to be.
All right. Note to self, don't get too close to karma.
I don't know where those words came from because I didn't intentionally write a serial killer song. It was like I sat down and was doing this like kind of flamenco carmony thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just started singing and that's what came out first.
Mm.
And I was in school at the time. I was in high school. It was like my senior year of high school. And I was like, I was not in class. I should have been. And I was in like a band practice room, like just jamming. And I wrote that song. And I don't know exactly why I chose that theme, but it's metaphoric. It became a metaphor.
Okay. You weren't in a bad mood or anything at the time.
No. No, not at all. I think it's just kind of that a general like metaphor for not smothering the person you care about, like allowing them to be who they are, not trying to change them or suffocate them or trap them or be selfish in mm-hmm. loving them, because it will kind of ruin what you love about them.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what it's about. And just in general, I don't know, I guess exploring the topic of obsessiveness in general, because I think it's really interesting. And I think serial killers are interesting psychologically because there's all different types of, I guess, psychopaths and sociopath personality types. So I just think that it's an interesting area to explore, as morbid as it might be.
All right.
But yeah, I can do a few more here.
Sure. We've got time, definitely.
All right, so I'm going to do a song called Ice Cream in Heaven off of the same album. Well, you can talk about it a little bit after.
Okay.
Some people tell me I'm going to hell, 'cause my Bible spends most of its time on the shelf. Some people tell me I'm far to behave, 'cause I'm always sober and I like it that way. But I'm only living in not without faith. I simply don't want to give something a name if I haven't the knowledge to judge or to say if the heavens above us are factual or fake. And if I meet Jesus on Judgment Day, I'm sure he'll have interesting things to say about what we all thought was the good Lord's way. If it all comes to pass, yeah, I think he might say, I'm not a boy, I'm a girl, and I'm not here to destroy the world. I'm not Jersey Shore, I'm the Cosby Show, the king of the castle, the stain on your clothes, the wind and the rain. I'm the hottest day ever, the X and the O. At the end of love letters, I rose from the dead, 'cause
'cause I'm just really clever. Satan and I, we grew up together. He's not all that evil, he just likes red leather. So sorry they told you I wouldn't let you in. Let's all go eat ice cream in heaven. A boy loves a boy, but he also loves God. His family, they don't know what planet he's from. The one where the scientists, rabbis, and nuns can hold conversations without firing guns. Where everyone has the same chance to be loved by the moon and the stars and the sky and the sun. But I guess we need balance, some good, some evil. We need some mosquitoes to kill with their needles. Here is the church and here is the steeple. Let's open the doors and free all the people. I'm not a boy, I'm a girl, and I'm not here to destroy the world. I'm not Jersey Shore, I'm the Cosby Show, the king of the castle, the stain on your clothes, the wind and the rain. I'm the hottest day ever, the X and the O. At the end of love letters, I rose from the dead, 'cause I'm just really clever. Satan and I, we grew up together. He's not all that evil, he just likes red leather. When we stand together, we stand tall, and we'll fall together if we fall. It's not about whether I'm right or I'm wrong, but Jesus just called and said he likes my song. He likes my song.
I will take mint chocolate chip myself. Hopefully it's up there, right? Ice cream?
Yes.
That would be great. That would be wonderful.
Mint chocolate chip's an excellent choice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's always been one of my favorites. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is Motor Live Drive at 5, where every week on Thursday from 5 to 6, we have a live performance in the studio. This being no exception, we have Carmel Liberty that is playing some songs for us. All right. So, let's see. Trying to think of any other things we can talk about.
We can talk about the album a little more and the song even. A lot of my songs are very, like, topical.
Okay.
I mean, with that song, I mean, usually the message is pretty, like, clear in the lyrics, I guess, of Ice Cream in Heaven. But, yeah, I don't know. Faith is a topic that I like to explore a lot because... I was raised Catholic, so it's kind of, I've had that type of experience with religion. It's kind
that of, type, I like the way you put it.
Yes,
that very type. Tactful. And
yes, I was raised Catholic. Yeah, without saying anything disparaging about the Catholic religion, and but I kind of like have expanded my horizons a little bit as an adult. And when I wrote that song, I kind of just noticed religion having this kind of negative effect on a lot of people in my life because they were experienced a lot of shame for not conforming necessarily to the religion of their family's choice. I think whatever religion you believe in is a personal choice. Mm-hmm. And that it's just shouldn't be about shame. That I think that if they're like, that was kind of the whole inspiration of the song is I hear a lot of people put words in Jesus's mouth a lot. Mm-hmm. People who believe in Jesus. And I think a lot of times they paint this picture that it's a judgmental thing. Mm-hmm. And I think if Jesus is really up there in heaven with God.
No, it's all about love and forgiveness.
Absolutely.
If when you think there. Of what he went through at the cross and yet mm-hmm. still forgave the people, you know, that put him there. I mean, come on.
Yes. If he's up there, I think he definitely is an open-minded fellow. So,
well, you know, if you really pay attention to the teachings, it seemed like he embraced everyone.
Absolutely.
It wasn't like, oh, well, where are you from, or what do you think? No, it's just, you're all one of my, you know, my brothers, sisters, whatever, you know. I'm trying to think of a word, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, there's a unity to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you really look at all the major religions, the ones that anybody would know, and if you read them, interpret them properly, they all kind of have the same ideals when all is said and done. They may have a different idea what God is like or what the Almighty, but it's still about things about loving thy neighbor and forgiveness and thou shalt not kill and do unto others and all mm-hmm. that. No matter which one you pick, they all feel the same way. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely a believer in science as well. So I mean, like, I definitely have had some conflict. I teach guitar when I'm not playing shows, and one of my students, she's 7 years old, and she asked me if I was a Christian, mm-hmm. and I didn't know what to say because she's seven, and I don't want to like get into a topic about religion with a 7 year old.
Yeah. Would have been easier to discuss sex than that.
Yes, absolutely. Especially in my place of work, I was like, okay, what can I say? How can I answer this question without getting in trouble? But yeah, I don't know. I have struggled to really pick a specific religion, but I do think it's important to like have some kind of understanding of where you stand on the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. But morals, you know. And
yeah, absolutely.
The way to live your life. And you know.
Yeah, and I think that morals... and kind of like your own personal motto or whatever, that you, I think you can have that without having religion, but I think that it's just important to know yourself in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, on that note, I can either say a few words about the album now or I can do another song. What would you like me to do?
It's up to you. Do one or the other.
Okay, well, before I go to the piano, I am going to do one more song on the guitar.
Okay.
It's off of the album Martyrs and Misfits. It's called One Too Many. It is based on true events. A woman told me once that she would like to kiss my lips after she had had one too many drinks. A fellow told me once he could manipulate my thoughts after he saw one too many shrinks. But much to their surprise, I did not oblige. People are sneaky with their eyes. Shifting from left to right, the seat ain't so comfy once you sat in it too long. And the words ain't so catchy when you're the one who writes the songs. Ain't scared of no barking dog, ain't scared of no broken heart, ain't scared of nobody, no thing. No, I ain't gonna run. Ain't scared of no barking dog, ain't scared of no broken heart, ain't scared of no swinging fists. I promise this, so don't tell me how I live. A parasite once told me while I was sipping on my blood that it needed to rest for a while. Although I found it strange how that it scampered in my brain where it slept upon the currents of my thoughts. A man was thin and drawn, he told me he once knew a song that made him think of me. But when I asked him what it was, he told me he cannot recall the melody. I promise this, so don't tell me how I live now. Oh, everybody thinks they know you, but they don't. That doesn't mean they haven't tried, and it doesn't mean that they won't. How close to your heart can you let one person move? How far past the boundary can one person care? Scared of no barking dog, scared of no rope.
I promise this, so don't tell me how I live. Don't tell me how I live.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, one too many. Yep, I think we've all been there in some shape or form in the course of our lifetime.
Well, what's funny about that is, like, I don't really drink much.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a lot of friends who drink. And I would say, like, I even condone, like, a little drink every once in a while to have a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think lots of interesting things happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I am going to move over to the piano now.
All right.
So tell us a joke or something. Right.
Well, just want to remind everybody, again, you're listening to WHFR.FM, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan, campus of Henry Ford. And this is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show every Thursdays from 4 to 7 now. We do the pre-recorded stuff for the most part from 4 to 5 and 6 to 7, but we got extra things going on. Not only do we have live in the studio Carmel Liberti, who's doing a 5 to 6 slot for us, like we always do, but Audra Kubot's going to be in just a little bit, hopefully start around approximately 6:30. And she's got a new one out as well that she's celebrating at the DIA tomorrow night. It's going to be two sets, one, the first set of her older stuff, and the second set is going to be her brand new one, Mended Vessels. So we're going to hear some songs and talk about that as well. So look forward to that. So don't go away at 6 o'clock. We still got more to play for you. And I'm going to squeeze in a few more songs as far as, like, bands that are performing this weekend. So, all right. Are we ready?
Ready.
All right, what do you have for us now?
This song is called Don't Butter Me Up. It's off of my first album, which is called Let's Take This Outside.
Okay.
I hope you enjoy it.
All right.
My decisions.
nothing to trust. And now you're just somebody to run to, and I'm just somebody who loves to run. I run from your calories, don't butter me up. It's all about margin, baby. I didn't ask for your love. It's a pretty bad habit. Don't bother to say, slow down, Mr. Rabbit. See, I always think I'm late, though I've never got a date. No time to say I love you. I think I'd better change my ways. Oh, and now you're just somebody to run to, and I'm just somebody who loves to run. I run from your calories, don't butter me up. It's all about margarine, baby. I didn't ask for your love. Didn't ask for your love. Whoa. I didn't ask for your love.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5, live in the studio, Carmel Liberty. All right. Why don't we squeeze in one more time, mention the shows, including the one tonight that you're playing at in the next couple weeks or so?
So tonight, music or the bands are supposed to start at 7 p.m. at St. Cece's in Corktown. So it's at Trumbull and Bagley, and it's called Doll Pile. And I will be performing. There'll be art and vendors, including actually my mother's art will be there, Louisa Spina, which is really exciting. She recently started showing her art, and there'll be other artists. They're going to be there till closing, so you can come and hang out with us. And October 14th at the New Way Bar, I'll be performing with Pancho Villaskull and the Counter Elites for a Counter Elites album release show. I'll be at Theater Bazaar on the 21st and 22nd. And at the end of the month on the 29th, I'll be at the Trumbullplex for a Halloween show. So yeah, you can catch me at those places.
All right. Plenty of chances, so no excuse. And just to remind people, if you got time to make it down there, the show is going on all night, like Carmel said. And it's a free show, the one tonight, isn't it?
Yes, it is free.
So no excuse, just a little bit of gas money, and gas prices aren't that bad right now, so head on down. Like I said, I think I'm going to do that once I get done here. So it sounds like a good time. All right, I think we might have time for two more. You see the clock. We can go like to about 601, 602. It's not, you know, the end of the world. It just,
okay.
You know, so don't worry if it's not right on the money, so... But yeah, let's try to see if we can squeeze a couple more in then.
Okay, I'm going to do one off of Daddy Shoes, and then I'm going to finish with one from Patron Saints of the Ordinary, which is my newest release.
Okay.
But before I play this song, I wanted to just say a little bit about the album, just in case we run a little close time-wise.
Okay.
So this album is really important to me. It's a full length. It's 13 tracks, and I just put it out in April. And I did all the recording, mixing, mastering. I did the album art.
Wow.
It was a big undertaking for me. But so I did the whole thing. And there are like other like guitar parts on it. There's a drumming song. There are harmonies. So like I put more effort into it than maybe some past recordings. There's like a little more depth to them. And the meaning is also important to me. My mother referred to me as the patron saint of the ordinary, and I found that a really inspiring concept, so I named the album after it, and I wrote like an album statement on the back of the album that I'm going to read really quickly. It says, "Patron Saints of the Ordinary is dedicated to those who have crosses to bear that are not recognized by major institutions or organized religion. Those of us who fight battles every day, internal or otherwise, and live our lives to the fullest, even if our beliefs or actions are unpopular. The saints we know and hear about in churches have much in common with the free thinkers and modest workers of today. We may not be holy, unflawed, or unblemished, but we are the patron saints of our own ordinary lives.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So that is the concept behind the album.
Okay. To all the unsung heroes, so to speak, out there.
Yes, I like that. Mm-hmm. But this song isn't on the album, which is kind of funny, but
okay.
It's kind of, I am going to end with a song from the album.
Okay. We might as well announce both of them and just go right through, right?
Yes. Okay. This song is called Nonsense. Mm-hmm. It's off of Daddy Shoes. And the last one I'm going to do is called Mammal Song, or The Mammal Song. It's on Patron Saints of the Ordinary. And all the music is on Bandcamp under my name, Carmel Liberti. So I hope you enjoy it. Here is Nonsense.
All right.
Don't ride 24s, 28s, or 30s. My parade fluids and my rims are pretty dirty. Hate the player if you want to. I'm not much for games. Pay her if you want to, but she can't be tamed. The devil spits fire and gangsta spit rhymes. And people from Boston talk like this sometimes. The sky's only dark if the storm is still storming. And it shouldn't be cold if it's called global warming. But I put the crying. It's no secret we're trying just to get by, and everyone lies. Reading makes us get sick. We must be dyslexic, or we're all reading backward. Can't figure out the black words on white pages, pressed with the thoughts that depress. We're all overstressed or manic depressive. Sometimes it's hard to tell. Rappers on the TV singing, all eyes on me, rocking to a different beat. Listen what the speakers speak. Change the channel and you see Bobby's going hungry. Send a dime a week and maybe he can eat a ball of rice. Wouldn't that be nice? But something tells me it's a bunch of nonsense, and we'll always have it. Sometimes you gotta brush off your shoulder. Keep your chin up, kid, I promise. Someone loves you in an honest way. Someday we'll all be alright. Put the nonsense aside. Think the whole world is crying. It's no secret we're trying just to get by, and everyone lies. And this song is called The Mammal Song. Sometimes you might get drunk before the sun goes down. Worse yet, drunk off somebody else's beer. Or maybe you forgot that lady had a boyfriend, and you asked her out to dinner without fear. You can't always say the right thing, and you can't always do it either. Oftentimes I think you'll find that you do neither. 'Cause a mammal's a mammal, a human's an animal, even if we can wear hats. An ache is an ache in the heart or the face, and you can't fill the space with your cats. It's hard to get by when you try, and they're locking you up in a cell. But the thought means the most, even when you're a ghost, someone will remember you well. To feel love before they die, but nobody knows what's out there beyond the sky. No, not even Apple, though. great if you can do it when you're 60. But it's better if you can do it when you're 6. Good for you if you can do it when you're healthy. But it's a miracle if you can do it when you're 6. Oh, the world can be such a cruel place for someone who's just opening their eyes. But they say that with time it gets better. So go ahead and give it a few more good tries. Cause a mammal's a mammal, a human's an animal. Even if we can wear hats, an ache is an ache in the heart or the face, and you can't fill the space with your cats. It's hard to get by when you try and you try, and they're locking you up in a cell. But the thought means the most, even when you're a ghost, someone will remember you well.
WHFR Dearborn.
Mm-hmm.